It was a heart-stopping moment that Caps fans will not forget.
A two-on-one. Knubel coming with Ward. Knubel with a chance. Backhander loose. They score! They score! They score! It's over! Ward on the rebound!
I love John Wall, but it wasn't they who scored. It was Joe Ward who got the job done. And he's with us live on WTOP. Congratulations!
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Have you gone to sleep yet?
I got a few hours, so it's back to the grind now.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's nice that you had a couple of days between the series to at least enjoy it and kind of bask in the glory of the overtime goal.
Yeah, it was good. It was good just to contribute and help the guys, win that big game. And, we're just thrilled to keep moving on.
So that night, after everything was over and 1,000 people had rubbed your head and told you great job and you were trying to go to sleep, were you replaying that incredible moment over and over again in your mind?
Not really. I mean,
no.
I was more excited, I think, when the guys were obviously coming off the bench, and I was kind of replaying that. That was actually a pretty big thrill for me. I mean, I know the puck was there. It just happened so fast, and I just kind of, once I realized all the guys coming off the bench, that's when it really hit me.
I know, it was amazing. You followed Knubel right behind him, and when you tucked the puck underneath everybody and realized it went in the net, the top of your head must have exploded when you realized, oh, my God, that's it.
It was pretty, when I saw the puck just sitting there, my eyes just popped up like a Christmas tree. I just couldn't believe it, and I just... I didn't even know what happened next.
That's awesome.
It was just crazy.
I understand that because you're going to be playing this afternoon, some of your prior plans are now not going to be able to be fulfilled. You're involved with the Fort DuPont Youth Hockey Program. I understand you did some coaching there. Mark Seagraves told me that.
Yeah.
And so, is it true that they wear the Bruins' colors?
That is true, actually.
How could you?
It is true, but we'll let them slide with that one for now. That's okay. We'll get that changed later down the road.
Now, you were going to do something with them tomorrow. You got to reschedule, or you can't do it. What happened?
Yeah, just because of change of plans now with us taking off to New York now, so we're gonna have to just kind of reschedule a few things.
You're going up today for tomorrow's game?
Yeah, we take off today.
Excellent.
Listen, go ahead. We are all so impressed and proud of you and so thrilled that the Caps are moving forward, and nothing should ever tarnish that. But there have been some nasty things that have been said online, and I thought you were really a terrific customer here when you said, and I'm not sure many of us could do this, you weren't going to let that bother you. Are you getting through this all right? Because that's...
I definitely am. I mean, it's the words. Yeah, they don't hurt me at all. I'm doing okay. I mean, I just want the team to win. That's the main focus for me. You can't let somebody make a few comments take away what we just accomplished. And it was a big victory. And I'm just more upset about the fact that it took away a lot of accolades and two guys like Braden Holtby, who played all those games and worked so hard and. Now, for the fact that people want to turn it to be a couple of comments a few fans made about myself is just terrible.
Well, one thing that made us all feel a little bit better was that so many people were outraged about it. Not only here, but even in Boston, a lot of the folks were upset and embarrassed.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of support from a lot of people, and which was great to see. I mean, obviously you can't control everybody, and I mean, it is what it is, and, people are going to... make their comments and say what they want to say, but you can't control all that.
Did you hear from any Bruins, any of the players from Boston? Did they say, "Gosh, this does not reflect the team"?
Rich Peverly, that I've kind of known, he kind of made sent me a text, just good luck and great series, and he was just happy for me to score a goal and.
That's amazing, because I hated Peverly during the series, and now you've said something really kind about him. I'm going to start to like him.
He's a good guy.
But we don't have to like Marchand or Lucic, do we? So listen, now that you've got the big goal, do you expect more ice time, or are you going to stick with the plan?
Yeah, we're going to stick with the plan and go with what works, and we're going to keep it simple and just keep doing what we've been doing.
Hey.
Just keep battling, and wherever I get called upon, just to go out there and work hard and try to create something for my linemates.
Yeah.